Funding for The Front Row on Texas Tech Public Radio comes from the Helen Jones Foundation and from Citibank. Citibank's award-winning app delivers features that are redefining mobile banking, like the ability to turn your debit card off if it's ever lost or stolen, and the ability to raise ATM and spending limits. More information is at citibankonline.com. Citibank, member FDIC. Support also comes from Texas Tech's J.T. and Margaret Talkington College of Visual and Performing Arts. Art, music, theater, and dance. Dean Noel Zoller invites you to enjoy some of the 800 performances and exhibits produced each year by talented students, faculty, and visiting artists. See the stars of tomorrow on the stage today. Texas Tech's J.T. and Margaret Talkington College of Visual and Performing Arts. Explore, dream, discover. And from Lubbock's Cultural District. Always creative, never flat. More information is available at lubbockculturaldistrict.org. The Texas Tech Opera Theater will present Carlisle Floyd's opera Susanna this Friday and Saturday at the Allen Theater at the Texas Tech Student Union Building. Stage direction is by Dr. Gregory Brooks, and the conductor is Dr. John Hollins. To find out more about the opera and the production, I visited the School of Music. So, Gregory Brooks, the Texas Tech Opera Theater has an opera for this spring. It's Susanna by American composer Carlisle Floyd. Tell us the background of how this came to be this spring's production.
Susanna is one of America's best operas. In fact, it's the second most produced American opera besides Porgy and Bess. And so it's always been a production that myself and the faculty have wanted to produce for a while. And it was a matter of making sure that we had the right singers to be able to handle the demands, especially for the role of Susanna. And we had that cast this year. Originally, we had wanted to produce it at in September of this year. And we postponed it because our students ended up being very involved in the Phantom of the Opera production that happened last semester. And so we're doing Susanna this semester, and we're very excited. It's a wonderful, wonderful musical opera and very American.
Right. Carlisle Floyd, probably one of the great American opera composers, wrote Susanna and some other operas that to the opera community would be familiar.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, the arias in Susanna are some of the most beautiful arias in the repertoire, period. And she, in particular, Susanna, has two arias that some of the top sopranos sing on a regular basis. You know, Renee Fleming has recorded both of these arias. She's performed the role. So, absolutely.
Right. Many people might know Ain't It a Pretty Night, right? Because you often hear that in solo recitals or at competitions. You hear them all the time.
Absolutely, yeah. And the demands of the aria, the range that the soprano is asked to use is very virtuosic, and yet the melodies are incredibly accessible. He uses folk melodies to infuse the opera with this sense of small town community, and yet the melodies are just so beautiful and lush and gorgeous.
You mentioned melodies. So this, even though it's an American 20th century opera, it's tonal, right? It's something that you would easily be able to come and enjoy.
That's right. I mean, he wrote this in the 50s, and so he is coming after the atonal movement that took place in the early 20th century. So there are moments of atonality, certainly, but really the whole piece is tonal. He's using those moments as color and as a depth. So, you know, in terms of comparing it to a romantic opera, it has the lushness and the melodicness that a romantic opera has, but it also is able to borrow some of those really dark moments that can only happen through atonality. And so it's a very complete, very satisfying experience to listen to this music.
Right. Tell us about Susanna as a story.
What is the premise of the opera?
Sure. He borrowed the story from an apocryphal tale from the Book of Daniel. And in the original tale, Susanna sends her attendants away and she has a bath outdoors and she's spied by these two elders, and they then threaten to blackmail her and she refuses, and then she's threatened to be hung, and Daniel intercedes and says, before we potentially hang an innocent woman, let's interview the elders. And then the elders don't get their story straight, and so it turns out that Susanna is vindicated and the elders are hung instead. Well, in Floyd's tale, that's he updates the story and he puts it in an America, a religious America and a rural religious America. And so the elders and the wives are very suspicious of Susanna simply because of her beauty. And then as the elders are looking for a baptism creek, they spy Susanna, who's innocently out in the creek behind her home, bathing. And they interpret this as sinful behavior, and she's very quickly shunned from the community, and she refuses to admit that she has done anything sinful. She really doesn't feel like she has, and the preacher puts an enormous amount of pressure on her, and when he comes to visit her one evening, her brother is away, and he ends up raping her. And, you know, and at the end of the opera, we see Susanna, and she's really deteriorated mentally. She's almost in a state of madness. And so there is no vindication for Susanna, and yet there is no death. There is no kind of romantic killing of the heroine. So it's not a tragedy in that sense, but yet it's very tragic. And so he uses this apocryphal tale that was meant for teaching a lesson, and he updates it, and he makes it very real, and he makes it very plausible, and yet very dark and very tragic.
Who all is in the cast for this spring's show?
We have a wonderful cast. Our two Susannas are Chong Wang, who is an international student from China, and Candace Eipersbach, who is a performer that most Lubbockites will know very well. She's done a lot of performances with Lubbock Moonlight Musicals, and she's on faculty at South Plains College, but she's completing a master's degree here at Texas Tech. They're both doing a wonderful job. Our Sam is Susanna's brother, and Nathan Thorpe and Ryan Johnson are both the tenors. They're doing a fantastic job. Casey Edwards and George Cole are Little Bat, and Little Bat is he's a character that is too innocent in a way, and he gets manipulated by his parents, who are the elder, an elder and a wife in the community, and he has a crush on Susanna. They both play their characters wonderfully, just this wonderful innocence and naivete about them. So many other cast members. It's a great show. Yeah. Great. And so the opera is double cast. That's something that people should know. We double cast so that more of our students can have an opportunity to learn and perform. And so we'll have one cast that performs on Friday and the other cast will perform on Saturday. So if you want to see both sets of casts, come both nights. Right.
The TTU Opera Theater production of Carlisle Floyd's Susanna is Friday, March 31st and Saturday, April 1st at the Allen Theater on the campus of Texas Tech University in the Student Union Building. Tickets are available at music.ttu.edu and at eventbrite.com. This episode of The Front Row will be available on our website, kttz.org, later today. Thanks for tuning in to The Front Row on Texas Tech Public Radio. I'm Clint Barrett.